Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
You're on a GLP-1, but now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. Get access to trusted experts, food plans that work with your body, and habit coaching to keep you on track. Plus access to GLP-1 medication. Get started at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, baby. Welcome back, faithful. Show number two today, live show. Fifth show of the day, if you're counting our film breakdowns over on Patreon. The 49ers made a trade. Now, awesome to get defensive, you know, whatever. The 49ers trade for defensive end Keon White from the Patriots. Now, that's what this whole show is going to be about. And, you know, the amount of research we have on Keon White is a lot because I thought that he was a gigantic key fit for the 49ers whenever he came out of the draft. He was in the, you know, 2023 draft and, you know, he completely fits what the Niners like, whether that's Robert Saleh, D'Amico, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, he is a perfect ideal fit for the 49ers. So when we were going through the draft process, we did a lot of research on him. So we're going to go over our draft evaluation, what he's done since he's been in the NFL. And this is a bargain basement type cost. The 49ers get Keon White and a seventh rounder this year in exchange for a 2026 sixth rounder. So you're giving a sixth, you're getting back a seventh and a player. Is this the answer? Hallelujah. The 49ers have solved every single one of their pass rush defensive issues, new franchise player? No, it's not. That is not what this trade is. But at one of the biggest positions of need, where you have four out of five of your defensive ends injured, the only one that you have healthy is Mikael Williams. That's it. Nick Bosa, done for the year. Yetur Gross-Matos, out for a while. Bryce Huff, out for at least another week, maybe two. Sam Oh, day-to-day, but man, was literally carted to the locker room recently. Travis Gibson, who had 39 snaps this past week, gets claimed by another, I think the Panthers got him. I mean, injuries are bad. Stacking injuries are catastrophic. Four out of five of your defensive ends being out, it's almost, you can't function. You really can't function with that type of setting. So the Niners had to do something. And the idea of the 49ers going out and spending a lot, no, doesn't really make a lot of sense. So for the 49ers, again, you just gave up a six-round pick and you still keep the draft capital. It just now becomes a seventh. Now, what I thought was interesting is if you look at the draft capital, the Niners already don't have a seventh-round pick because of the Kalia Davis trade. The sixth-round pick is the Jordan Mason pick. So whenever you look at the future draft capital, this doesn't really hurt the 49ers much at all. And you're getting a player at a major need that is a perfect fit. Again, I will say this again. Keon White fits every single thing that the 49ers want to do. Giant, big-bodied. He's Mikael Williams, just without the top end, whatever. Now, probably better pass rusher than Mikael Williams, but we'll get into it. I want to dive into all of the different kind of what he brings to the table. I think that this is a good trade. Is this the one that's going to change, you know, the way everybody sees the 49ers defense and how they play or how they don't play or whatever else? No, it's not. But this is what the 49ers do. Now, the other six-round pick that the 49ers did have, they traded that to Brian Robinson, to the Commanders for Brian Robinson. Now, this six-round pick, what's it called, has to do, you know, this comes from the Vikings for that Jordan Mason trade. So the Jordan Mason trade basically got you Marquis Siegel, the rookie, who I'm really high on and should be starting over Jair Brown, and now it's got you Keon White. Got to see how that kind of plays out and what that looks like. But, man, I think that the 49ers clearly got better today. Is this a starting defensive end for the 49ers? Yeah, probably this week, maybe next week. Is he a long-term starter? No, he is not. Not at all. But Keon White is a very good overall NFL player that just kind of got on the outs at New England. And I want to go through, the coaching change. He had three head coaches. He's had three head coaches in 3 years. He gets drafted in the second round. So let's dive into the biography of the newest 49ers, Keon White, defensive end. He got drafted in the second round, early second round of 2023, right? So that's where he gets under Bill Belichick. Well, then he gets fired. Gerard Mayo comes in, 2024. That's his best year, his sophomore year. Then this year, his third year, Mike Vrabel comes in. Things didn't really work out. They traded for Harold Landry. They're kind of switching up more of an odd front look. Lost his starting spot, got injured. Now he's back and just not really working. It's not getting the snaps. And look, this is what the Patriots, they're kind of shuffling to match what it is they want to do. And they're going with the lighter outside linebacker. And Keon White is a tweener. The dude is 6'5", 285. He is huge. He is huge. He's currently 26 years old. And he's got this year, 2025, and next year, 2026. You heard earlier in the week, Kyle Shanahan say, hey, we don't want a player just for this year. Well, Keon White's 2 years. He's a 26-year-old player that you get for 2 years on a rookie contract, not going to cost you anything. This dude, right? Younger, cheaper. What's been the motto all year? Free agency, draft, younger, cheaper. Keon White, 26 years old. 6'5", 285. Huge. Former second round pick. He's got some talent. There's no doubt about that. Now, here's his kind of background before he got drafted. Keon White, lettered in football and basketball. He was only 150 pounds as a freshman. It bloomed up to 285 at the NFL draft, right? So spent his kind of first season play football just in the weight room, JV team, whatever else. Got called up to varsity as a sophomore. He attended Garner High School, and he was on the exact same team as Nyheim Hines, which I thought was pretty cool. So comes in at 150. At his junior year, he was 205. Bloomed up all the way to freaking 285. Massive frame. Just was scrawny. But you can tell, you look at this dude, and it's like, okay, this is a weight room dude. Played both ways. He was a linebacker and a center in high school. Moved to tight end and defensive end as a senior in 2016. Had his best season. He finished with 20 receptions, 243 yards, 4 touchdowns. First team all-conference. Lettered 3 years in basketball. Now, you go to what he did in college. Here's what's crazy. Because, like, first thing I write, I always want to lead the headline of kind of what's going on with, man, what exactly does he give you? What stands out the most? And what stands out the most, this is what I wrote, true athletic marvel. You are getting somebody that just, I mean, he is, let me pull up his, let's see here, we got this, his mock draftable. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs, and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Because the athletic profile on him is pretty freaking awesome. So here we go. I'm going to share this screen real quick. These are the measurables. Yeah, I can figure this out. I'm a smart guy. I'm bad at this stuff. Here are the measurables for Keon White on mock draftable. This is against all edge players. You look at his bench press. Dude's freaking jacked. 90th percentile height, 80th percentile weight, 91st percentile arm length, 70th percentile hand size, 72 vertical, 58 broad jump. You look at the names, again, and this is my comp for him. Sorry, this is going to give you guys some PTSD. Tank Carradine, Kenyon Coleman, like Steven Tuitt. You've got some big dudes in here, but this is an athletic size, you know, height, weight, size, length, stud. Just absolutely stud. And so, damn good player. Can he figure kind of everything out? That's what I want to know, because his sophomore year was awesome. His sophomore year was just freaking incredible. It just went downhill this year with his third coaching change. It just did not go well. Didn't go well at all. So, like, can you get to the point where, man, like, let's try to get some of this stuff figured out and let's get him to the place where he could be a contributor. Yeah, right here. Yeah, Tommy, shout out to Tommy. Sorry, the YouTube chat was down. Now it's back up. So sorry about that. I haven't been able to see any of the comments or whatever. I'm not ignoring you guys, but now it's back up on the site. YouTube's being wonky today. Thanks for the super chat. He said, White absolutely obliterated Purdy last time we played the Pats. Yeah, he was one of their better defenders, like franchise type player. Just this year didn't go right. Shout out to Tommy again. Tig is absolute trash. Giffen's trash. Gifford trash. Giffen's not trash. Gifford's awesome. He's a good third linebacker. I like Gifford a lot. Did he have a couple of bad plays? Yes. Had some of the better plays defensive. You know, we just did the film breakdown. You want to watch every offensive, defensive, special teams play? That's up on the 49ers rush. Don't put Gifford in with those other two. And Givens is just coming back from an injury. I wouldn't put Givens or Gifford in there with Tig. Tig's terrible. Tig's the worst player on the 49ers team right now. That dude, he gave up a perfect passer rating, missed two tackles, had another two missed tackles that didn't even count because he didn't even touch the defender. Nah, he's terrible. He is terrible. Don't put those guys in with that guy because I don't think that they're the same. But let's refocus. Thank you for the super chat. You're the freaking man, Tommy. You know I love you. But I'm not putting those guys anywhere near Tig. But Keon White, let's get back to the guy the 49ers just traded for, right? Now the chat's going, we're doing great. We're doing great. Here's where Keon White kind of separated himself, okay? Top speed at his size is unheard of. Power throughout his entire frame makes no sense that he weighs as much as he does. He's just got a large frame. Like, he doesn't have bad weight on him. He's just wide shoulders, broad shoulders. He's just big, long. Now, lateral agility, not part of his game. He's not a change of direction. He's not a bend guy. So you think Bryce Huff, antithesis to that. Much more Mikael Williams than Bryce Huff. Much more Etur Gross-Matos type guy. Versatile, can handle almost any alignment along the defensive line. He's a tweener, right? He's one of those guys you kick inside on pass rush downs if you want to. Like, he can play all the spots. Has to go through offensive tackles, doesn't go around them, hits his blocker head up every time, needs some coaching. And that's kind of been the thing. Technique has been the flaw of Keon White. Now, that's not a Chris Kocurek special. He's not a technique coach. He is an effort energy coach, a drive coach. He is not a technician coach. That's not what he is. Not what he is. And nobody has increased their, like, we still got guys running head up into offensive tackles every damn game. It's not what it is. Not what it is. Hits blockers, head up every time. First step isn't great. Everything after that is impressive. Just kind of goes through the motions that time on the field. That was his college tape. Still a project despite being a six-year senior. That's what it is. So, but this is a former tight end. He went to Old Dominion as a tight end, transferred to Georgia Tech. And man, I had a second round grade on him. He was my number 11 edge that year. Listen to the traits measurement. Feet and balance, 5. Not good. Strength, 9. Dude is explosive, strong. Explosive, 8. Hand usage, 3. Bend, 5. You're just getting a giant freaking football player that happens to play defensive end. That's what Keon White is. And again, if you're just joining us, 49ers traded for Keon White and a 7th rounder. They gave up a 6th. So you fall back around and you got a player, young guy, for 2 years. That fits what you do. That fits what you do. And I think that that's important. So Niners get depth. Niners get youth. Niners get upside. Is this a starter? I don't think so. You look at his career stats, which is really hard for a defensive end. You know, his rookie year, he had 1 sack, played in 16 games, 4 starts. So that's good. But 1 sack, not good. 3 tackle for loss, not good. 5 quarterback hits, that's pretty good for the amount of playing time. Like, he's just situational guy. Sophomore year, goes out there, starts 13 out of 17 games. Awesome. That's great. 5 pass break defense, that's great. 2 forced fumbles, 5 sacks. That's his ceiling. Like, he's pass rushing is not what makes him special. That's not his elite trait. It's size, length, versatility, explosiveness. But not explosiveness like great first step. Explosiveness like knocking the offensive lineman backwards. Like, think of how Sam-O plays, but in Etur Gross-Matos' body. Very physical, very violent. 56 total tackles. Had 7 tackles for loss last year. 16 quarterback hits. That's badass. Like, that is off the charts awesome. 16 quarterback hits last year. With only 5 sacks, that's the anomaly. But sacks are one of the roughest true predictors of pass rush success. But then this year, he gets injured early. Got passed on the depth chart by Harold Landry. Played in 5 games. Again, he missed 2 games. This guy's missed 3 games in 3 seasons. So that's awesome. Played a lot in college as well. Not a lot of injuries there. But only 1 start this year. Was a situational guy. No sacks. 6 tackles. No tackle for losses. Like, it just has not clicked this year for him. And that is why the Patriots shipped away a 2026 thing. Mike Vrabel is trying to shift that whole culture. And, you know, first year Keon White with Bill Belichick was okay. Promising, but it's okay. Project. Second year with Gerard Mayo. Okay, now we're talking about a starter. Like, awesome player. This year, just didn't work out with the new coaching staff. So, things changed. Look at this. Daryl says, hey, JC, where will you be in Jersey this weekend? Yeah, the reason why I've done 5 shows today, which is ridiculous. You can hear it in my voice. Because I've got to cram an entire week of programming into 3 days. I flew back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm working nonstop. Friday, I'm flying all the way to New York. But yeah, we're going to be out in Jersey. Gosh, you guys got to come party with us. If you're going to be anywhere out in New York, we're going to be at the Ainsworth Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. over in Hoboken. Going to be an absolute blast. This is going to sell out. This venue, like last week in Houston, we had 800 people, but we had outside and all that stuff. Hoboken, the reason why we're in Jersey, one, because the chapters there are incredible, but man, the places in Manhattan couldn't fit us. So we had to go outside of Manhattan because there's just not venues the size that we need that are going to give what we want. So that's why we're out there. It's probably going to sell out. So if you don't get tickets, I mean, maybe we'll have some. If you get there early, we can probably get some people in at the door, but don't wait. And then our tailgate, man, our tailgate menu is off the freaking chart. We're going to be in Lot C, MetLife Lot J off of Road C. You'll see the Niner flags and all that kind of stuff. And once you buy tickets, we send you an exact spot of where we're going to be in that lot. We can't put that out publicly, but that's going to be there. So if you haven't joined us for a road trip yet this year, come on, man. We do every freaking game. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Shout out to Sin. She says, John, do the tailgate tickets include parking? No, we are not allowed to sell because we're on the official MetLife-owned property. So, like, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. So, last week in Houston, we had parking available. This week, we will not. So, no, that does not include. And, like, what I always recommend, and I don't know MetLife, and when we travel a lot, man, I Uber in, but then I have to stay and record live and clean up the tailgate and all that kind of stuff. So, we're always kind of, like, waiting. And so I always Uber in and out everywhere, but yeah, that does not include parking. So you would have to get that separate. Ours includes premium drinks, food, entertainment, giveaways, all that kind of stuff, which we are the premium tailgate, whatever. There's lots of other tailgates and there's great tailgates out there. We're better. They're better. No, just different. I don't like drinking crappy drinks. I want premium stuff. I want premium food. I'm flying across the country. I want to have a good time. So like ours are the most expensive. And so if that's not your thing, man, please let me know. Like I'll try to send you, and I try to promote anybody else out there that's putting on events for Niner fans. I care that people find where they want to go, But that's me. Oh, look at this. S1 Devin. You can park at Red's Bar and Restaurant for $55. The price includes a shuttle for everyone in the car. Dude, I can't check this out, but shout out to S1 for Devin. You're freaking awesome. So check out Red's Bar. I don't know much about that, but that's there. So we'll put that out. So anyway, now I want to go through and talk about the progression with the coaches. Because remember, Keon White had 3 coaches in 3 years. It's about to be 4 coaches in 3 years now that he's been traded. Bill Belichick, he was there. He was the one that was responsible for drafting him. Bill Belichick said, quote, "First of all, I love Keon White. He can play outside. He can play inside. He's tough, strong. He can really play the run. He can play the pass. He just needs a little bit more experience and technique. You saw what he did in week 1. Like, tell me that doesn't fit everything that the 49ers kind of always go for, right? Like, dude, he can play the run. He can play the pass. He can kind of talk tough, strong, and can play the run. And what did I say? It needs more experience, more technique. That was the draft negative, right? Can he get to the place where you can incorporate the technique and not just be the biggest, strongest guy out there? Kel Williams working on that. He's working on that. Jerod Mayo, year 2. This is when he blew up. And this was during OTAs before his 2024 sophomore campaign. Quote, Jerod Mayo, head coach, quote, "White has been leading and talking during practice and is primed for that year 2 jump. Went out there and had a heck of a year." If you could replicate what Keon White did last year, again, 16 quarterback hits, 7 tackle for losses, 5 sacks, 5 passes defensed, dude, you got to be kidding me. Like, if you look at, just to put things into perspective, and he's nowhere near this, right? Like, nowhere near this. You look at the quarterback hits, like, Nick Bosa had 24 quarterback hits last year. 24. This kid had 16. Like, he's not Nick Bosa. Nobody's, like, not Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa's a technician, whatever else. But the idea that the effectiveness is there. It's there. It's there. It is there. Now, DeMarcus Covington, the defensive coordinator, at the end of the year, Keon White kind of tailored off. Like, halfway through the year, it was like, dude, this dude's like Pro Bowl player. Awesome. 2024. Last season, kind of got worse, worse, worse. Here's what DeMarcus Covington, the defensive coordinator, said last year. Quote, "I love Keon. I think his mindset and everything he has for us is awesome. He says he's a guy that wants to be better. He wants to be coached harder. He wants to win. Love of the game. For me and Keon, we're looking at the same thing, and that's to work. It's not scheme or anything. It's just get better, period. How do we get better on the field? How do we get better as a unit?" End quote. Like, I love the fact whenever a coach says, this guy loves football. Work, work, work. Mike Vrabel, okay? New head coach, 3 head coaches, 3 years. Mike Vrabel, quote, "I love Keon's attitude." Okay, I want to get to more of the quote later. But what does John Lynch say every year at the draft? "We want guys that love football. We want guys that want to work. If you love football, we can work on whatever else." Like that's everything. So whenever Mike Vrabel says, "I love Keon's attitude, he's a worker," that's awesome. Now, back to Mike Vrabel. Go back into the quote. Here we go. "I love Keon's attitude. He's a worker. He's here early and has a routine that works for him. Keon, there is not a lot of fluff to him." End quote. Like, dude, that's awesome. But now the question is, why would you trade him? Well, that's this next quote. Quote, "Excited about Keon White and his ability to continue to work on his technique. He's such a talented athlete with size. If we can continue to refine some of his technique, that's really going to help him," end quote. Didn't happen this year. Didn't happen this year. Didn't happen this year. So they went out and they paid in free agency to get defensive ends. And they're like, "Look, this ain't going to work. Let's get what we can and move on." The technique, the growth and technique hasn't been there. That's the negative. That's why it only cost a 7th to 6th round pick exchange, right? So you start looking at like, hey, you know, why would they trade away a good picket, good Pete, like whatever. That's why. He has not progressed. He has not progressed. He has not progressed technique-wise. So, yeah, that's kind of what it is. Bobo's at 24 quarterback hits. Sorry. That's what we were talking about earlier. I appreciate you, Dan Mob. He says, yeah, draft consultant Selah and dealmaker John. There we go. That's what it is. Yeah, we need a new center for sure. And right here, Filthy Casual. Wonder why the Pats are selling. They're leading the AFC West. They want something. So here's the difference between the 49ers and the Patriots. The Patriots have a ridiculous amount of money. You're not going to get compensation picks for any of these players. They're going to be buyers in free agency like they were last year. The 49ers are the exact opposite. They're going to get compensation picks. So the moves of trading Kyle Duggar and swapping Keon White is, look, we're going to spend in free agency. These guys don't fit our long-term plans. They both got kind of passed up on the depth chart. Young, promising players that were good, not Vrabel's guys. He wasn't there when they drafted him. He wants his guys. They had a lot of picks, and they went out and spent in free agency. They're going to spend it again. 49ers are the opposite, right? So you just do a 7-6 pick, you know, swap, whatever. Now you got this guy that plays on your squad for 2 years. He goes sign somewhere else. You might get that seventh round compensation pick back. So it's all about team building and where you are. Yeah, the Patriots are in first place. Yeah, they might have one of the better. Like if I was voting MVP, Drake May might be number one. Like he's been that damn good. They're winning games. They're playing awesome. But the long term play is Vrabel wants his guys. Dude, get whatever you can here. And yeah, I mean, it makes sense why they would do this, because these are not foundational pieces that they want long term. They're not going to be on the receiving end of compensation picks this year or next year. They're going to be spenders because they have a rookie contract. That's why they're doing that. So that's why the 49ers are doing it. They're compensation pick receivers, right? You're going to get a bunch of them. And again, like you look at just the compensation pick formula and kind of where they are, right? The 49ers are poised to get 3 fourth-round compensation picks and a fifth rounder. I mean, maxed out. So swapping a sixth and a seventh and whatever else, that's the thing. What do the 49ers do? They are bargain shoppers. They are bargain shoppers. That's what they are. And what's funny is the 49ers had 10 picks next year before this trade. The 49ers have, after this trade, 10 picks still. 10 picks. Like 49ers, they've got plenty of draft capital. That ain't an issue. You got your own first, second, third. And then you've got all those compensation picks I just showed you. So 49ers have picks, and this is just a swap. Just a swap. And so I like the trade. I love this trade because it doesn't cost you anything. If this trade doesn't work out, shoulder shrug, wah, wah. Doesn't matter. Not that big of a deal, but it could pay off. And it's a position you need, man. Like, you need defensive ends. Does this fix the pass rush? Nope. Nope. Does not. Are you worse at rushing the pass now than you were? Also, no. You are better. You're better. Now, I think Keon White is a much better pass rusher than Mikael Williams is at this stage. Better. That ain't saying much. Mikael Williams is a pressure getter. Keon White is a quarterback hitter. He's not a sack guy, but he's a quarterback hitter. And so the pick swap, I mean, you got a value deal, man. Value deal. You get a young buck, 26, with high upside coming in. Dude, I like this. Like, I think the only people that would be upset or kind of roll their eyes is this is a role player. This is not a starter. But guess who your starters are? Your starters are Nick Bosa. Your starters are Mikael Williams. Your pass rush number three is Bryce Huff. Well, Nick Bosa's out for the season. Bryce Huff's going to miss another week. Mikael Williams still there, right? So do I want a better defensive end? Yeah, but I don't want to pay better defensive end prices. I want to play cheap prices. How do you rebuild this roster? Quality draft picks. Quality draft picks. Young, cheap. This dude's young, cheap. This dude's a huge value. Doesn't solve all the problems, but you got better today. 49ers got better today, period. James, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. If we get a high-end defensive end that is signed through this season, how does that impact 2026 with Bosa coming back? Wouldn't that stunt Mikal's development? I think Mikal's playing a little bit too much right now. I would like to see his snap rate kind of back off a little bit. Let me see. I want to pull up how many snaps he's got over on PFF. I probably need to look at the game-by-game basis if I want to learn anything. Come on, Chapman. Come on, Chapman. But, yeah, like you look at the total snaps. Dude played 53 snaps this past week. I'd really like that down around 40. But what are you going to do? You got 4 out of 5 defensive ends out. He's the only one that's not out. He's got to play. He's got to play. Now, and that, look, I like this, James. This Keon White pick, dude, you're just Mikal Williams' backup now. You're going to play 20 snaps early on. We're going to rotate you through. Now Mikal drops from 53 to 40. If Sam O has to miss a week, well, dude, Keon White might start this week. He might be a starting defensive end week one. Ugh, dude's going to have to fly from New England to San Francisco, get 2 practices in, fly from San Francisco to New York, play the game, fly from New York to this dude getting some miles. This dude getting some miles. Yeah, he's getting there. Anthony, I like this. 49ers are like people who say, I got Gucci underwear at the Goodwill for cheap and have the audacity to say it was a bargain. They're not paying big time money, man. They're not. They're not. Like, this is, yeah, Oscar. Thank you, Oscar. He's the freaking best. Mikal, 356 total snaps. And remember, like, he was on, like, 20 to 25 snaps early on. Now he's getting 50-plus. Too many snaps. Too many snaps. Yeah, like, I wanted Mikal to just be a first and second defensive lineman. First and second down defensive lineman. That's all I wanted for him early on. Like, pass rush, he can get pressures and he can bull rush from the inside. Hasn't been very successful at that. Like, just let him play the run. I think Mikal's biggest issue is in pass rush. It's keeping that outside edge against mobile quarterbacks. He has been killed for that nonstop. You can't trade for Buckner. I would love to. They are the number one seed in the NFC, and he's a team captain. They're not going to trade. They're not sellers. You got to find people that aren't fits. You have to project, right? Like, you're not getting somebody that's just going to come in that's like, oh, you're the NFL sack leader. You're going to come on in? Awesome. You can't get that unless you're going to pay multiple first, which the Niners can't do. Why? Because they have to build through the draft because you have so many premium players, blue chip players, getting money. You've got 7 top-end paid players at their positions, and one of them's a quarterback, one of them's a defensive end, one of them's an offensive tackle. All highest priced positions in the NFL, you're paying 3 of those. Not to mention Kittle, not to mention D'Amador Lenore, not to mention Fred Warner, not to mention, you know, you can go on and on. Now Colton McKivitz too. Like, you're paying top end for a lot of guys. Now the problem is those guys got hurt. Those guys got hurt. That's why it's a problem. And now, should you go out and get another defensive end? Yes. But now you can go get a pass rusher, which is one of the hardest things in the NFL to acquire. Yeah, Will McDonald, he is there. Now, you want to go get Will McDonald, and here's why that trade hasn't been announced. You're spending a second rounder, third rounder. You know what I mean? Big time difference whenever you're swapping a 6th to a 7th. Pass rushers, premium. Pass rushers, premium. Now, you look at Will McDonald, and this is probably the flip side. Oh, he spells his name weird, so he's always hard to find. Dang it, this is going to make me really, really mad. All right, let me look at the Jets. I don't hate when players spell it's their name. They should spell their name how they want to spell their name, but it makes them hard to search for and find. Now, you look at Will McDonald. Why wouldn't it pull up? I spelled it just like that. right? And people are like, oh, he's going to change things. Here's Will McDonald's sack totals. 3 his rookie year, 10.5 last year, 3 this year. You ain't getting Will McDonald. You got to spend a second. So I'm not trading a second round pick this year if I'm the 49ers, no matter what. Sorry. This roster has to be built with draft capital, with what you have lined up on the books. You still have Brandon Ayuk, who I didn't even talk about. I think it's the worst contract in all the NFL that's not a quarterback deal. Now, I hope Brandon Ayuk comes back and we get a CBA. But I think he comes back this year, but he ain't going to be BA until next year, maybe. But he's still better than any wide receiver we have, not named Ricky Pearsall. I'm not trading a first or second round pick. I'm not trading a second round pick for Trey Hendrickson because, one, you got to pay him. I'm trading the most I will spend is a third round pick this year plus a fourth round pick the following year. I'm not paying more than that. First and second round picks are premium starting edge talent. Think about where the Niners would be look at the second round picks. Without Alfred Collins, that dude, you're going to have him for 4 years. He played 50-plus snaps. He's your best defensive end already. Renardo Green the previous year, that one's kind of up in the air. Great first year. But, dude, you got him for 2 more years on the cheap. I'm not spending more than a third with a future pick or whatever, or a third in a player swap. Dude, I'm offering a third in Jair Brown. Dude, I might give up a third-round pick just to get rid of Jair Brown. I'm being a little too much. Can't trade Ayuk. Ayuk's, again, worst contract in the NFL that's not a quarterback, and he's injured. No team in the world would take on that. Even if you took almost all the dead money, still wouldn't with the guarantees that are there. Ayuk is untradeable. You would have to give up a pick and Ayuk for nothing just for a team to take that salary. Can't trade Ayuk. Cannot do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Yeah, can't do it. So, I see a lot of people talking about Pearsall, just the injuries. That's huge. But you got to remember, Pearsall never missed one college game in his entire career. 51 games played. Same with Jacob Cowing. Neither one of those guys missed one game ever. All 5-year players. Get to the NFL? Different story. Different story. But I've seen that going around a lot that, Ricky Pearsall is fragile and whatever else. He's had a lot of injuries since he's gotten in the NFL. I will say that. Cleveland Farrell was worked out. The 49ers tried out 3 defensive ends today, but that was before the trade was announced. So do you bring on another defensive end? Probably. You've got William Bradley King on the defensive end, but, as a defensive end on the practice squad, but, you're struggling. The struggle is real out there in this 49ers streets. The injuries, we all know. Now, I do want to remind everybody that we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. We do that once a month. And, man, it's going to be fun talking with you guys and going over that. Go sign up at the49ersrush.com. Now, if you're better, there's only one place you can do it. It's right here. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week 1 and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. And, I want to go back to, you know, the new 49er Keon White, just how he's going to be used. Like, he's an outside guy. Like, just think Mikel Williams, and that's what his role is going to be. You have two of these guys now. You have two of them. And so I don't like grades a lot. Even as a teacher, I hated freaking grades. I didn't think that they – anyway, I don't like grades. If I'm grading this trade, I'm saying it's a B. Like, the 49ers got better today at a major position of weakness. We saw what happened last week. Like, you just saw the Texans game. Like, the worst offensive line in the NFL dominated your defensive front, running and passing. So, Keon White, you can look at him and say, like, all right, well, like, what's he going to help the 49ers with? Yes. 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 Now, three seasons in a row, Keon White had more snaps as a pass rusher than he did against the run. But this guy's somebody with 600 career run snaps, run defensive snaps. Like, dude could do it all. And I wrote that in my draft write-up, right, which I read a little bit earlier. Like, he's a three-down defensive end. Period. He can do it all. Like, this is a fully functional. He can rush the pass. He can do all those things. Now, you look at kind of his pass rush grades. Man, he had a 76.7 pass rush grade in 2024. Dude was just 45 pressures, 30 hurries, 6 sacks, 9 quarterback hits on PFF. Awesome. Dude's a good player. I think he's a good player. Has not increased his technique. That's going to be a problem. I don't see that changing. Do I think he's a long-term starter? I do not. Is this somebody that can play? Yeah. And if, man, Sam O, Annie Tur, and Bryce Huff, and Nick Bosa are all out, you needed help here. Well, you just went to the dollar store, and you got a young, promising upside player that is a perfect scheme fit. An absolute perfect scheme fit. Yeah, CRP. We gave up nothing. Tell me the difference between a 6th and 7th round, and I'll I'll show you my sister's husband. That's pretty good. You're the freaking man. Yeah, and again, you look at when Keon White had his year, they were doing a lot more 4-3 stuff. You look at what they did this year with Vrabel, it's a lot more odd front, 3-4 stuff. So, you're getting some of that. You look at the snaps. You look at what he did in Georgia Tech. Like, he's going to a fit. You saw the same thing with Bryce Huff, right? Where it's like, dude, yeah, it didn't fit the scheme in the new coach. So, all right, man, we'll take him. We think we can make it work. Right here, Eric, shout out to Eric. He's the best out there. He runs our Instagram. Go follow us, 49ers Rush Podcast. Over on Instagram, Facebook, we're everywhere. We are everywhere. Whatever social media you're on. Eric helps run that. He is incredible, vital member of this team. Love you, brother. He says, according to CBS Sports, the 49ers are signing Cleveland Farrell to the practice squad. So there we go. That is what is up. I will take that. Twitter is not keeping up to pace. So, man, you're getting two defensive ends. That tells me Sam O probably not going to play. Yetur not going to play. Bryce Huff not going to play. Like, dude, you're going to have Mikel Williams. You're going to have William Bradley King. You're going to have Keon White. You're going to have Cleveland Farrell. Yikes. Ugh. Not great. Not great, Bob. Not great. Anthony, John, who do you think the 49ers could trade for to help the offense out? I don't think they're going to do that. All your wide receiver help is coming. Your defensive end help. I'm sorry, your offensive tackle help. You just signed Andre Dillard, who's finally supposed to be healthy. You put him through a physical, signed him to the practice squad. That's good. Spencer Burford's coming back. He can play left guard. Ben Barge coming back. He can play left guard. Jake Brindle's going to return, and, you know, we'll see what that is. But, like, I do not expect the 49ers to trade for an offensive lineman. Teams don't, like, that's not a thing usually. It really isn't. And Chris Forster, like, you got to play the system for a long time before he trusts you. I hate that it's like that. Shouldn't be that way. I think the offensive reinforcements are what's on your roster coming back. Ricky Pearsall, Brandon Ayuk, Spencer Burford, Ben Barch. I think that's what you're going to go with. I don't like it. I would trade for a center And no way you trade for a running back. Nobody's going to take snaps away from Christian McCaffrey. That dude's playing at an all-world pace. Yeah, I mean, shoot, you already traded for a running back, and you don't even give him a carry in two out of the last three games. Like, no reason to trade. Like, how many snaps would Breece Hall get on this team? 10? Running back ain't the issue. You drafted a running back who's been a healthy scratch. You got Isaac can't see in front of him. Garindo, dude's can't even, he's losing special teams jobs by the week. Running back ain't the issue. Yeah, we traded for Trent Williams, but not in the middle of the season. That's what. So maybe I didn't speak right. You don't trade for 40 offensive linemen in the middle of the season very often. That just doesn't happen a lot in the NFL. So I think that the depth and the reinforcements, the call is coming from inside the house. That's what it is. Until CMC breaks, but you got to wait till that happens. You're definitely not going to do that now. If he gets injured this week, then maybe. Yeah, Jordan James has been healthy, but he's not going to take snaps away from Brian Robinson. I wish the 49ers would cut or trade Isaac Garindo and then elevate Jordan James on the to be one of the returners. Isaac Garindo is just a terrible special teams player. I've never been an Isaac Garindo guy. Now, I will say this. Like, Garindo has been better on punt. Then and kickoff, he's been better. Still not good. I mean, we just broke down all the special teams tape. That's up. Go watch it. But it's better. It's not a negative anymore. You took him off kickoff return, and he's gotten better at a lot of the other things. No doubt about that. So, 100%, you should just play Siegel. Marquis Siegel should be the starter. Jair Brown does nothing. Can't cover, can't tackle. He didn't make three quality plays, Jair Brown did. Had about 9 negative plays, but yeah, Jacob Cowing, I think he's Voldemort. I don't think you're going to hear his name once this year. I think they're just going to, like, let him take the whole year off. Jordan Watkins, I think, is the player eventually that they want to take over. And I think Sky Moore is going to be off the team probably sooner rather than later once any wide receiver comes back. So, Cowing, anything you get from him, which so much was, you know, put on him. There was a lot of hope on Jacob Cowing. Dude comes out, gets hurt on routes on air, very first practice of training camp, comes back, gets hurt very next practice that he comes back. Dude's got more injuries. He hasn't finished one practice this year. Ugh. Yeah. Dude, I hate to tell everybody this. Isaac Garindo, that is not on Kyle Shanahan. That dude, football IQ is a zero. He has no clue what the NFL is or what to do. Like, what do you do? He's the biggest running back we have. He's the fastest running back we have. Dude can't see. Runs into his own players all the freaking time. Can't run outside zone. Can't return a kick, which is literally just backyard football. You just run to space. Nah, man. Isaac Garindo was a miss. I know how big he is. I know how fast he is. I know how everybody loves him. No, you can't. You can't. There ain't no coaching low football IQ. Can't do it. I don't know. How do you make somebody see that can't see? You can't run into your own player over and over and over again and be a running back. I'm sorry. I don't know. Yeah. Run that way, Forrest. In the movies, it works. In the movies, it works. So... Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't see it. But positive, the 49ers got better at their biggest position of weakness. 4 out of 5 of their top defensive ends injured. And you lost your practice squad guy who was 30-plus snaps last week. Like, you had to do something. Go sign Cleveland Farrell to practice squad. You got William Bradley King. Now you trade for Keon White. Get him out there. Dude, Dude, get them out there. And that's the thing. People are like, I remember people tried to tell me Isaac Garindo should have been a fullback. And I'm just like, the dude can't block. He can't block. And they're like, okay, move him to wide receiver. He can't run a screen right. You go back and watch last year. They set up the screen. This dude runs 10 yards outside where he's supposed to be. The blockers are literally watching. Jake Brindle's watching the play, obviously. Jake Brindle's in the middle like, dude, you're supposed to be over here. He did it three times. Like, dude can't run a screen route. Nah, man. Just nah. Like, it's over. It's over. It's over. Like, I hate to say it. And I hope good things for him. I'm sure he's a great young man. And I'm sure he's awesome and works hard and whatever else. But, like, dude's got 6 hamstring injuries since he's been on the 49ers. And can't run. No. Just no, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The coach in me can't handle dumb. And he might be really smart. But there's a reason why, and again, back to Isaac Garrido. Do you know how many college games he started in 6 seasons? 0. Dude could start a college game. Why am I ranting? What did y'all do to me? Like, how did you guys get me here? Dude didn't even start in college. No. 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 Oh, man. I love you guys. Y'all are the best. 49ers got Keon White. That's what I was trying to say. They got better at a major position need without spending resources. That's huge. That is huge. That's going to do it for us today. My voice is leaving. Come join us tomorrow. And if you've got things to say, we want to listen to you. Come hang out with us. Jerry Rice tier and above Zoom hangout meeting. Go sign up on the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon page. Link in the description of our video or audio podcast, whatever you listen to. 5:30 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. I want to hear you. So if you've got trade requests or you want to talk about what you think the 49ers should do or shouldn't do, this is your time. And what an awesome community. Cost you nothing to sign up. Come check it out. If you like it, stay. That's how I feed my family. You don't like it, cancel. Won't cost you a penny. Won't upset me. You are awesome. But if you want to support us, that's the best way to do it. Oh, man. Focus on the positive. Keon White, good. Isaac Garrido. Why am I talking about Isaac Garrido on the Today Show? Love you guys. You are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faith.